Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can tune in to SDPB TV tonight for On Call with the Prairie Doc with Dr. Rick Holm. That's at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. You can also watch it live streamed on the Prairie Doc's Facebook page. Dr. Holm joins us on the phone now from Brookings. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
Tonight's show has a pretty serious topic. Give me an idea of why you chose this, the importance of talking about this in South Dakota.
Every year we sort of do an abuse show, or every other year we talk about abuse because it is around, and there's a whole variety of different kinds of abuse, and so particularly elder abuse is one of the topics that that's in my book. You know, a chapter on how people abuse the elderly, particularly phone abuse, and that's the reason we picked it. It's around, it's happening, and I think there are some things that people can be aware of to protect themselves from abuse.
Tell me who's going to be on the show tonight with you.
We have the head of psychiatry at Avera, Dr. Matt Stanley, who has been a repeat customer for our show. He's so good and so knowledgeable, and so he's a psychiatrist. And also we have Dr. Axton Betz-Hamilton, who is a PhD doctor, head of or involved with SDSU Department of Consumer Sciences at SDSU. And her interest has to do with people who are abusing through the internet and also through telephones, and I think we'll have some very interesting perspectives there. We're going to talk about child abuse, and we're going to talk about elder abuse. We're going to look at all sides of the question: verbal abuse, physical abuse, you know, or that emotional, psychological abuse, sexual abuse, and then it does. You have to talk about neglect and isolation as a form of abuse. All of this, as the American Psychiatry Association defines domestic violence and abuse, as control by one person over another in any relationship. The operative word is control.
So one of the first questions I think many people ask, and perhaps you have some more insight into whether that my assumption is true, but it seems like people want to know, what are some of the signs? What am I looking for if I'm, you know, somewhat on the outside of this relationship and I don't really know, when do I know it's really happening and it's serious?
I think when, if a potential spouse is trying to keep you from talking to your family or keeping you from communicating to others about your relationship, or who is, if you feel an uncomfortable feeling in the back of your neck that somebody's trying to control you beyond what is comfortable, which is reasonable and rational, you're going to want to throw up the red flags and realize that something dangerous might be happening. Control is the issue. Any use of power or control of another which diminishes the dignity and the healthy development of another, someone who says you shouldn't be watching this or you shouldn't be reading this, or someone who is saying you can't or shouldn't, the shouldn't word, or should. These are the things that are control words that people, you don't want to take those. And of course there's times and appropriate places, but boy, be careful. Yeah. And if you find that you have committed to this person and you're gradually losing your rights, I think you need to call for help. Sometimes you can't do it alone.
Right. And people are afraid to do that because often, they're either afraid of the person who's exerting the control. They don't feel like they can really take the steps to get out of the situation. And a lot of people think it's not that bad. It's not you know, it's not as bad as it could be. It's not as if, you know, I'm being hit, or it's not as if I'm being hit often. Talk about that sort of self-dialogue to convince people that even if it's not as bad as what you've maybe seen on TV, it's still worth seeking help.
Absolutely. I think you get some help when you sense that maybe it's not as bad as it could be. Then you need to talk to somebody. If you think, I'm afraid, he has threatened me, or she has threatened me, get help. If it's your child, and you're afraid you'll lose the attention of your child, and still they are physically or emotionally taking control, get help. I mean, you know, maybe it's time to say to your doctor, you know, I'm afraid of my son nowadays, or my daughter. And,
so I want to jump in here when you say that, because I've always wondered, you know, doctors often ask that question, do you feel safe at home? What is the doctor's obligation then if someone says no and tells them a story about what they're afraid of? What's private? What's the doctor's role there?
If it's child abuse, you're obligated as a care provider to contact social services and or police. If it's an adult who knows what they're doing, and I've dealt with this many times in my career, he's been hitting me. This is not appropriate. You need to be empowered. Here is the first step. Here's a number you can call. Here's domestic violence abuse shelter. Here is means of escape. Here's the police department. I've had several of them not take me up on those.
Yeah.
And they just waited patiently until their husband died. I watched that happen.
Yeah.
I've seen others, maybe I helped them, empower them to get out. I think that it's very, very sad, but you know, there's no relationship that's worth it when the other person is controlling you, you know, and it's a power control thing.
Right.
And if it's diminishing your dignity and your healthy development, then you have to feel empowered to make the choice and call for help.
We're going to leave it there. No relationship is worth it. So much. Tune in to the show tonight. It's On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDBB-TV, or you can follow their Facebook page online as well. That's at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Holm, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Laurie.